You know, it's not easy always being a liberal. It's not always easy. Also, not always easy, as well as not easy always. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, I need to confess that I've finally learned how to behave properly in front of women. You know, I've learned not to be lewd or sexually inappropriate. Of course, being married helps with this. You know, and I've learned, you know, what comment is harassment and what comment isn't harassment or even borderline harassment.
Can you give me an example of what you have learned not to do or say, Brother Mark?
Yeah, all right. Like, I would never again say to a woman, hey, if you're just going to cry, do you mind if I just play with those a little bit? Or say to a coworker, hey, can I give you a hand with that ass? You know, I just wouldn't say that anymore, Riley.
Well, that's a good thing. Why do you feel you need to confess this?
I just feel guilty, because when they're not around, right? Like, if I'm just hanging out with the guys or behind closed doors, I can still be a little piggish. You know, not always. Not a lot, but sometimes. Like, last night I was at dinner with a buddy, and the waitress walked away, and I said, wow, I'd like to hold her down in a kiddie pool full of cherry pie filling.
But I know you, Brother Mark. You wouldn't ever actually do something like that.
Not on my rug. See, I just did it again. See? I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I made a joke about it, too, because I'm a guy. You know what I mean? And there's that pressure to shock and act all hyper-macho. I just, Riley, hate the duplicity in me. I can't live with it.
Do you think you could fill that void in your conversations with meaningless sports statistics or car repair talk?
Nah, I don't know anything about that, so it's not really me. Hey, how about homophobia?
Mark!
All right. I know I'm grasping at straws here.
I think I have a solution in your penance.
Uh-huh.
I want you to speak honestly to women at all times, despite the circumstances.
Oh, like how? Like what?
Perhaps when you're with your buddy at the diner and you make a lewd comment, maybe you should just tell the woman right there what you would have said to her if you'd not been so enlightened.
But wait, I can't tell her what it is I wouldn't say to her without telling her the exact thing I wouldn't say to her. Don't you see? I'm still saying it to her.
Well, you know what? You're right. Then attribute it to your buddy while he's in the bathroom. The important part here is that you've cleared your mind. I think you'd agree. The point here is your serenity, not hers. And you'll also see how even your private remarks affect women.
All right. I can do that.
Amen. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can. Give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Nancy in Long Island, what is your sin?
Well, there's this show on the Soul News Channel called Newswatch.
On Fox
News. Where they go over how the media covers news stories for the week, and I watch it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Nancy,
I know.
It's a horrendous transgression.
And they lull liberals into security by having Cal Thomas say things like the New York Times is the most objective newspaper.
Oh, Nancy, there's only one penance for you, and it's a difficult one, but you have to watch all of Fox's programming for a week.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm sorry. You have to pay for this.
I have to watch.
You have to pay for this
O'Reilly.
Sin. Yes,
and
yes.
Things like that.
Yes, and now that I think that'll
all
teach you.
Of them.
I'm sorry.
God.
Okay. Well, if you
I
make it,
I will do it for you.
Okay. Thank you. If you make it through it, give us a call back some other time.
I don't call you back, it's because
you're one of them now.
No, I've gotten deathly ill and I'm on medication.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for calling. Good luck with your penance.
Wow,
that was a touching story of a person that watches one Fox News show because she thinks it's okay and she has distance from it, but it's still a sin, Riley. And not unlike my father, who said, smoke the entire pack if you want to be a smoker. You know, and I got sick and I smoked for 20 years.
Yep.
So anyways, here we go. Zach, listening in Sacramento, what is your sin, Zach?
Hi, Mark and Mark.
Hey.
Got some guilt on my conscience. I need to get off.
Okay, we'll confess your sins.
I voted for the recall and I voted for the governor.
That is horrendous.
What?
Horrendous.
You sinner.
You should not. I cannot believe that. You voted for the recall, which was horrible in the first place. Then you vote for the governor, for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Oh, my
horrible.
God.
Horrible.
That's awful. I don't even know what the... You know what you're going to have to do? Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get a prescription to steroids, and then you're going to have to sit at home and watch all of Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies, okay?
Oh!
Yes, all of them. All of them, and you're going to have to do it with your brain full of steroids, and then, you know, then cold turkey after that. Woo.
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I think I can do it, though.
Yeah, but you got to pay, dude. That's horrendous.
Wow.
Yeah.
The recall and Arnold?
Awful.
I know.
You know what? I want you to go to Gray Davis's house and personally apologize as well.
That I think I should do. I've already written him a letter, actually.
Well, you know what? Go over there when you're all jacked up on steroids. Anyway, after you've watched a week of Arnold Schwarzenegger's, and just frighten him, but tell him that you're just here to apologize. But don't.
I'll do it. Thank you, Zach.
Mark. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to Liberal Confessional. That was a tough one. That was.
Sad.
All right, here we go. We've got Tommy in Queens. What's your what's your sin?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yes. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your sin?
I'm so ashamed. I don't even want to say it out loud, but the truth is that I think Jeff Gannon's really hot.
You think Jeff Gannon's
what?
Hot?
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm mortified. But what are you going to do? He is.
Oh. Well, my God. How about, let's see. All right. Here's what you got to do. For the next month, every single fantasy that you have, every sexual fantasy that you have, all right, has to be about another well-known member of the White House press corps, Helen Thomas.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to Helen, but you know, this has nothing to do with her, okay? This is what you have to do to get this out of your head. You have to separate sex and state. Do you understand? I understand you may think he's hot, and I understand that that's the way you think, but this is not good to have in your head because it's a slippery slope.
I know. It's awful, but I'm sure that there's got to be some of them out there who think Dan Coulter's hot.
Hey,
well,
Tommy.
You know what? We do get those calls. Every week we get a call about Ann Coulter. But you know what? I tell them similar penances. So Helen Thomas, it is for a week, my friend.
Hey, Tommy, get rid of the pictures, all right?
You bet, Tommy. Good luck with that. I know that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
MilitaryStuds.com is a hard website to access.
Well, it's going to be hard for him because, clearly, you know, he likes men. And now, you know, not only is it a woman, but it's Helen Thomas. It's going to be very difficult.
Wow.
But, you know, he might be up all night trying to... And you know, it might take him some time. We just went right in the toilet. Francois in Texas, what is your sin?
Hi, yes, obviously Francois is not my real name, and I'm not from France, but I thought it was appropriate.
Okay.
Bless me, brothers Riley and Mark, because I have committed an egregious liberal sin.
Okay.
I actually pretended to espouse Republican doctrine in order to be with this woman that I was seeing.
Isn't that interesting how well we know the other side's talking points? All right.
Wow.
So
was it Ann Coulter?
Oddly, she was the fantasy that I would engage in while with this woman. But which in and of itself is a sin.
Yeah, you've got a couple of things going on here. There's so many things going on here. We're gonna have to take a break, my friend.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to take a break. We're gonna have to take a break and decide what your penance is. Because I've got to meet with the other liberal clergy here to figure out what the hell to do about you.
I just wanted to do to her what Bush has been doing to the country for so many years.
That's a good paraphrasing of an old joke. That's another sin. Stealing other people's jokes. All right, now, so you got three now, my friend. All right, you've got using Republican talking points to have sex with a Republican woman, and then admitting that you would fantasize about Ann Coulter while having sex with this Republican woman, and then stealing a Woody Allen joke. Oh my God, this might take all day. It's 43 past the hour. We'll be back with his penance after this.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Randy Rhoads. Radio only smarter. This is Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron here and Mark Riley.
Yo!
Subbing for Randy Rhoads here on her show, The Randy Rhoads Show. She is at home from the hospital, recovering nicely from surgery. We are happy to help out and, you know, guest host for Randy right now. We're in the middle of our liberal confessional, and we've got quite a sinner. Now, the idea here is that if you have sinned against, transgressed the progressive or liberal values that you live your life by and you want to unburden yourself, you call us at 866-303-2270 and confess. The confession we have on the line, Francois, fake name,
yeah.
Pretended to be a Republican in order to seduce a girl.
I'm so ashamed.
Yes, and you said that if you had seduced her, did you actually successfully pull it? Did you pull it off?
We did reach consummation, yes.
And during that, you thought about Ann Coulter? Is that clear?
Once or twice.
Okay. Oh. All right.
But I couldn't see her face.
Okay, all right. But still, and then you used the Woody Allen joke. Okay. Which is you know, it's pretty...
She was facing the other way. Ann was facing away from me, so I couldn't tell if it was her or not, to be quite honest.
Oh, so it's just a blonde back. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I understand. All right, we don't need to go too much in depth. Well, first of all, in depth. So first, now, for the transgression of trying to seduce somebody, or actually seducing somebody with Republican talking points, going against your liberal values, this means that you are going to have to go out into the world, find a woman, and try and seduce her with a very specific progressive agenda. I say veganism. You will now have to go out and try to seduce somebody and just on the premise that you are a vegan and this is why it is appealing. Okay? Now, next, for thinking about Ann Coulter, you must, you know, the next time you consummate anything, you have to think about Jeff Gannon. Okay, next. And the third one, which is a crime of hackdom, which is, but you know, you're not a professional, and you quoted the Woody Allen joke thinking that, like, I wasn't going to know. All right, so what you're going to have to do now, aside from watching Woody Allen's last three movies twice, right? Okay, yeah. If you're thinking like, hey, I wouldn't mind renting a comedy video, it has to be either Carrot Top or Gallagher. That's where you're at. So good luck with all that, Francois.
It's fair. It's a fair and just punishment.
Okay,
for my
there you go.
All right.
I'm glad that we could help you. That's your penance. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Three Woody Allen movies.
The new ones.
You're a hard man.
The new ones.
You're a hard guy.
I'll tell you, after Crimes and Misdemeanors, which is a masterpiece, Hannah and Her Sisters and Husbands and Wives, that trilogy of films, genius. And believe me, Woody Allen, I love Woody Allen. But now I think he's just, you know, he's making movies just to know he's alive. And, you know, they have their moments, but, you know, all in all, not tremendous. But I'm not going to take anything away from Woody Allen. Woody Allen, great. John, in Memphis, what is your sin, John?
Well, Mark and Mark, I'd like to confess that in 1988, for the primary in Ohio, I voted for Pat Roberts.
Whoa! You know what? This is something I've never had to say to anyone before, John. There is no penance you're going to burn in hell. I'm sorry, buddy. I need the
burden relieved off of me. I've worked on, you know, presidential campaigns. I've helped people out. But still, I look back on that, and I think that I could have tried to put that guy in office.
Oh, dude.
And you moved from Ohio to Memphis since then, huh?
Yeah, I've moved all over the place. I joined the military, and, you know, they travel a lot, so.
Oh, my God. Wow. John, what were you thinking? I mean, was it that you were more religious then or delusional? What happened?
Well, my parents are, you know, they're part of the extreme religious fanaticism.
Okay, well, then maybe we can, are they still part of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, then there's something that you could do. Next time you go home, you know, I'm sure you've declared your liberalness, have you not?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, then you must maybe try to convince them that there needs to be a separation between church and state.
I could try to do that.
Okay. That seems reasonable. I'm glad that you didn't say, oh, well, they believe that, because you admitted that. They are extreme right, religious right people, huh?
Yes, they are.
Well, good luck with that, John, and thank you for confessing it. It probably feels a little better. You take care. Okay.
Take care. How could anybody vote for Pat Robertson after watching just one episode of the 700 Club?
I don't know. Well, you know, you forget how powerful parents are. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Christo-fascist zombie brigade of the neocon death cult is so, you know, dead set on denying children fact-based educations and putting, you know, evolution out of the curriculum and, you know, intelligent design in, because they realize that the power the parents have and the power that that schools have to really, you know, destroy a child's mind and make them think a certain way is long-lasting. And this is a guy that was obviously old enough to vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's scary.
Okay. Here we go. We've got another one. We've got Bob in New Jersey. What is your sin, Bob?
Actually, it's New York.
Okay.
My favorite physical...
Sure it is, Bob.
Yeah. That's your real name.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite fishing spot is the 8th worst polluting power plant in the country.
That's your favorite fishing spot?
Yeah. It's a warm water outflow of the power plant, and it's best when it's really pumping heavy. When the smokestacks are going, fishing's on.
Okay. Now, are you confessing a sin, or are you confessing that you're stupid? I'm trying.
I don't eat anything I pull out of there. But I mean, the fishing's hot when it's pumping. I mean, when there's smoke coming out of those stacks. It's great.
Well, here's what you got to do. Your first part of your penance is you have to get a water vacuum cleaner and get started cleaning up.
All right. Okay.
The next part is you got to eat anything that you catch.
Wouldn't want to eat anything out of there.
Come on, maybe you'll start glowing. Maybe you never know. That's your penance. You know, choose to do what you will with it. But this is real stuff, and if you don't do it, then you're gonna have to live with it.
What do you do? Catch them and throw them back, or catch them and sell them to unsuspecting fools in New York?
I could do the second, but I usually throw them back.
Oh. Are they mutated? Are they weird?
I've caught some really funky-looking ones a couple times.
Like how? Yeah,
sometimes they sort of have, like, stub noses. Their jaws aren't fully formed, or they may have, like, a bum eye. Things like that.
Oh, handicap fish.
Well, you know, get some butter. Fry them up.
Well, the river where it's located is fairly PCB-laden, I don't keep anything out of there. But it's fun.
Start eating.
All right.
Thanks, man. Take it easy. He didn't sound like he was going to honor our penance.
No,
he seemed a little glib about it. He didn't understand how serious this is. These people don't understand.
Why would anybody fish in a PCB-laden body of water?
For fun, because, you know, maybe he's, I don't know, because it's fun to him. Let's see, JP, listening to LIB in New York, what is your sin?
Well, you heard about Alan Keyes' daughter coming out of the closet, right?
Heard about it? What, are you kidding? Of course we have.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of liked that.
Dude, we're having her on our show on Monday.
Yep.
on Morning Sedition. You know what I mean? So, I'll tell you what. What's he got to do?
Oh, Alan?
Yeah, so this is like, you know, I'm trying to think of your penance because I'm sharing your sin.
I got a penance for you.
All right, what do you got, Riley?
Since Alan Keyes' daughter was thrown out of the house.
Yeah.
You got to put her up.
Excellent, but he won't.
Huh?
He won't. He already said he's cut her off. He's not
going to. No.
That's right. You got to put her up.
You got to put her up.
I've got to put her up.
That's right. Got a nice apartment there.
That's your penance, buddy.
I got a very small New York apartment, but it's cozy.
All right, well, we'll tell her when she's on our show on Morning Sedition on Monday where she can stay Monday night.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, thanks, JP. Good luck with the penance.
Yeah.
On the show, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
JP.
You too.
Bye.
Obviously, we feel the same way because we're having her on.
I don't know. I mean, was he happy that she got put out of the house or something? I don't understand.
No, I think that, like, a lot of times we get confessions where, you know, liberals are interesting. They are, you know, the thing that makes liberalism great is that we respect people.
Yes.
Okay, and the thing is about respecting people is that sometimes when the people, you know, are you know, in trouble or something like that, we feel bad, even if like he feels bad, you know, that this girl got put out, that the relationship with her father broke, even if he hates Alan Keyes, he doesn't like to see people suffer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, it's a little convoluted, and I don't think she's suffering, but she is, obviously.
Well, she's suffering an accident of birth, that's for sure.
But she's also suffering because, you know, her father has put her out of the house, you know. Yeah. And
her dad's a creep.
Yeah, that's for sure. So maybe she's not suffering at all. We'll find out on Monday. She'll be on Morning Sedition.
Yeah.
And we'll be back here we're going to play a little Morning Sedition radio theater when we come back. If you never heard that before, it's good stuff. It's fun. It's 57 past the hour.